On the phone, a very good morning to our Mildura Rural City Council Mayor, Councillor Liam Wood. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am good. Yourself?
Fantastic.
Busy, busy, busy. Hey, look, several important reports to be considered this week's council meeting, including the Mildura East Growth Area Strategic Framework. What's that about?
Yeah, well, there's always plenty of things to talk about in council, but this one's a really important one for our Mildura region, as it basically plans for the next three decades in terms of ensuring land supply for development in our region. So it focuses on a massive 1,050-hectare area between Nicholls Point and Liverpool, and obviously includes residential lots, larger lots, and light industrial.
So we'll be talking about at the council meeting this week?
Yep, that's this Thursday, and also within that Mildura East Growth Corridor is, we're looking at about 370 dwellings per year, basing it on, and at the moment we're averaging about 290. So it definitely puts us ahead of the curve in terms of demand.
That's I didn't realise it was that many.
Yeah, that's right, and hopefully we attract more people to the region and that number goes up, but we're definitely catering for it at the moment with this strategic framework.
Does make sense. It does make sense. Now, catering for people, talking about that, the RV, caravan and camping strategy, this has been out for public comment recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it's coming to fruition, obviously, at Thursday's meeting. And it's another important one that will help our region tap into the lucrative $10 billion RV, caravan and camping industry, which is absolutely massive. So this sets out a series of short, medium and long-term goals to ensure our region capitalises on opportunities to grow RV, caravan and camping visitation rates.
You'd say $10 billion?
Yes, it's a massive number. This is really important for us because, as we know, with these objectives and actions, they'll provide a whole host of economic benefits for our region in terms of spending in hospitality, retail, tourism sectors, as well as our RV, caravan and camping related businesses. So we know when people come to the region and they come to the region for holidays, they spend up, and it's great for all of us in this area.
It certainly is. And that is a figure that will grow as the years progress, if anything like coming out of COVID is any indication at all, just more and more people getting caravans and RVs and such.
Well, it's a safe alternative, isn't it? With the climate that we're in at the moment, with all the things going on in the world, stay in Oz and visit our region is the main thing.
I'll be honest with you, Liam, this sounds a bit weird, but yes, I've even bought a fishing rod or two and even a swag since we've got out of COVID. Hey, look, teaming up with Sunraysia Mallee Ethnic Communities Council, talking about waste. Now, what is this about, too? When's this happening?
This session's early next month, so the session is open to anyone, but it will be a particular benefit to our culturally and linguistically diverse community, as it's important that everyone in our community has the opportunity to learn about managing waste properly in their homes. So we know this is a huge, huge one to save millions of dollars in waste levies for our community, which then obviously goes on for us to spend in other areas. And the biggest issue is, these levies, like many people know, they go out of our region and never to be seen again. So it's important that we educate everyone in reducing that waste situation so that we can save the dollars that is much needed for our community. So that's held at Sunraysia Mallee Ethnic Community Council headquarters in 12th Street between Deakin and San Mateo Avenue. So, and no registration is required for that.
That's come along. That's Sunday week, Sunday the 7th at 3:30 in the afternoon, isn't it?
That's correct. Monday, 3:30, sorry.
I just looked up the information. Look, let's just put an underline that as well. A lot of these levies, when it comes to landfill and such, a lot of that money doesn't stay in Mildura. It's not Mildura Rural City Council that pockets that cash. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing. And we've got to get better at messaging that. So you're talking on a general 6x4 trailer, which I think is about $29, $28. From memory, going to the tip, $21 of that goes on levies and EPA situation. So we literally get, as council, $8 to run the tip, staff it, all those things, and unfortunately the rest of the money goes out of our community, which not many people know, but it's really important that they do, because yes, it's not us taking all the money. It's certainly the majority goes out, which is unfortunate.
Yes, it does make sense, and something that I'm just starting to learn about. Liam, look, thank you very much for that. I know you're a busy man. I'll let you get back to work, and we will talk again. I know that you're away doing other things for a couple of weeks, and there'll be other people sitting in for you.
Yeah, that's right. It's really important that the other portfolio holders in council get to have their say on radio. So looking forward to sharing the load around in the next couple of weeks, and you'll hear from, you know, the sports portfolio, the environment portfolio, and a few others.
Beautiful. Liam, I'll talk again when you're finished sharing it around and you want the spotlight again.
Thanks very much, Dave. Cheers.